Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodrich. Connection is
made. And welcome to the Council Connection Show. This is Michael Goodrich from Yarra Rangers Council. I'm here with my co-host, Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, good. And good to be back to the studio in person.
Absolutely. We blew down the highway like a couple of little tumbleweeds in the woolly weather out there today, but good to see some sunshine.
And snuck in for a coffee beforehand too.
Naturally.
Yeah. I've got a great show lined up. Actually, it's Men's Sheds Week this week. So we've got Badge Creek Men's Shed. We've got Graham here as our first guest. Followed by him, we've got a song, and then we've got Nikita, our youth team, come along to talk about a freezer event happening out in Warburton in the coming future. And last, we've got our library's staff on to talk about what's happening in Healesville and Yarra Junction. But to kick us off, welcome, Graham. How are you?
Hey, Michael. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, cheers. A happy Men's Shed Week.
Yes. Yeah, and it's the 30th anniversary of Men's Shed in Australia, or in fact, in the world, because it all started here, and now it has spread to 12 other countries around the world.
Yeah, it's amazing that we're talking to the show. Like, it is an Australian invention. One of these proud things we can be proud of is that, like neighbourhood houses, Men's Sheds started in Australia.
That's right, in Victoria, actually, yeah. And they're now, yeah, it's in 12 countries around the world, 2,500 men's sheds, of which we in Australia have about 1,300. So, yes, it's getting bigger and more and more people are joining it.
It is. And you see a lot more what it was traditionally was, you know, when it still is, like woodworking hemp, but it's also growing to lots of other things, particularly in Badger Creek. So you're from Badger Creek Men's Shed. Can you tell us a bit about the history of Badger Creek Men's Shed?
Right, yeah. Well, we started down there in 2014. We're located behind the CFA fire station down there at Badger Creek. They had a couple of sheds spare when we were looking for a location, and they offered them to us to use, and that's where we started off. We have subsequently built another shed, so we have facilities down there for quite a large woodworking workshop and also a separate metalworking workshop. But also we have a technical classroom facility with a lot of computers and we do photography in there. So we've got a photography group.
Yeah.
And from time to time we run technology for seniors IT courses, of which we've got one coming up next week to teach people all about these online scams.
Yeah, very, very busy. And you do a lot of stuff. I know you've got some beautiful wood turners as well in your club. Is that right?
Yes, we've got people that are interested in that. People come down and they just basically undertake what they like to do, and there are certainly some that like doing the turning, right, others that like making plenty of things with wood, or in what you can do. You come down and do your own projects. If you've got something at home that needs fixing, you can bring it down and use all our facilities to do that. And we also sort of get jobs from time to time from other community groups, which we help out. Rotary, Lions, we've done work for those. The Friends of Maroondah Dam. Kindergartens that need some... they've had a few little environmental projects for the children. We're building bird boxes, so we sort of do those for them and they put them together and then they put them up, so, you know, teaching kids about environment. So we help other people. And also, from time to time, there are people in the community that want little jobs done that they can't do themselves. Private work, so we'll do that for them, and they're happy to give us a little donation for that to cover some of our costs.
Yeah, and it's 35 years young, Men's Sheds in Australia. Where did you first get involved in Men's Sheds?
Oh, I've only just been involved for about 4 years now. I got to a stage where I wanted to sort of get some more skills with woodworking, so that's why I went down there. I've been involved in other sort of community groups, but I thought, well, you know, I really haven't got the skills to be able to do a lot of things around at home myself, so I went down there and joined, and slowly but surely learning their skills. There's plenty of people down there with magnificent skills that can teach you, and bit by bit I'm learning, and you know, then you can start doing more things around home yourself, or making things for your family to surprise them from time to time. So I've only done it for 4 years, but you come down there and you can put in as much time as you want and do what you want. You know, some specialise in the wood side, some specialise on the metal side. A group of about 10 just like the photography. And, you know, if someone comes down there and want to do something completely different, if it's something that others are interested in, well, we'll take it on. So, or from time to time, we get fellows that just want to come down and have a cup of tea and a chat and chew the fat for a couple of hours and, you know, go home. So it's a chance for them to get out of the house and come down and meet some other blokes.
Yeah, I think it's one of the really important things about the mansions is you want to get there and, you know, learn some new skills and how to fix things or share your skills too, but actually just meeting mates and having a chat and a place to go. A lot of people would, you know, work full time their whole lives and retire and all of a sudden they're like, well, what am I going to do now? And men dens are for everyone, obviously, and they have lots of young members as well, but a lot of people come there because they've retired and they're sort of looking for a new something next to do in their life and challenge their lives.
Well, yeah, and it sort of, I suppose, the bottom line is it can be seen as a men's health organisation, and that's where it sort of originally started off when men were starting to retire and finding that they can't play golf every day for,
and then they have more to life than golf.
More to life than golf, and they've got other time on their hands, and you know, and men can be lonely by themselves, or you know, want to do things around the home, and they haven't got all the tools to do it, so you know, they can come down with the men, and it's and a lot of it is just sitting around talking in the morning, having a cup of tea, having a bit of a joke, telling some fibs, and enjoying ourselves, and getting men to talk, and yeah, that's one of the things we say in the Men's Shed organisation. It's getting men together shoulder to shoulder so that they can talk over the project or whatever, because you know, women, if there's things that they need to discuss or talk, they can go and have a coffee face to face and they're quite happy talking. It's not as easy for men. They don't find that as easy. So they're more happy to talk at the workbench shoulder to shoulder, and you know, that's how they can sort of resolve some of the problems that they might be facing or whatever. So yeah, it's a nice way to sort of go about the men's health issue, and it's well supported by government too. The federal government and the state government get behind with grants and things like that to build sheds, to grants for equipment, because they see there are obvious health benefits for men, and they support it right from the top.
Yeah, they do, and it's getting saying like that shoulder to shoulder, because it seems like, you know, women are always more like happy to really talk face to face in a circles, or men's a lot of time it is like you're going for a road trip, you're going for a drive, you're fishing, you're going for a walk, or you're working the bench. It's that side by side conversations, and particularly for men's sheds, knowing, you know, you're there, you're open most days of the week, and so you know you can pop in when you want to and when you're ready to, and have meet those mates. But then if you need to talk to someone, you know you've got someone to go to as well, which is really important, because this when we're not in workforce and we're not working anymore or in a workplace, then there's not that place to actually go have a chat with somebody as well. So men's sheds are fantastic for that. And so what days are you open?
We open basically 2 days full time, Mondays and Wednesdays. On Friday mornings the photography group get in there, and so that's their time. And we are now open on Thursdays just for 1.5 hours in the morning, but that's for a particular project that we've got running now, and we'll probably can keep running for a while, and that's where we're mentoring the primary school students from the Badger Creek School. Six of them come over every Thursday, and they change over every semester, and they start doing things with their hands, building little projects that we prefabricate for them, have them for an hour and a half, and then at the end of the day they get to take them home. And you know, with Father's Day last week, they sort of all took home a wine rack for Dad and things like that, and they all love coming over. But that started off after COVID. There were some children that were having trouble settling back into learning in the classroom environment, and the school approached us to say, you know, could you take them on? Because some kids learn better tactile, using their hands, and start to get them into the habit of learning again. So that's been going now for the last couple of years, and very successful. And now all the kids, I'm led to believe, just always can't wait until it's their turn to do the trip over to the men's shed on the Thursday. So
And it's so true, I think, particularly for children too, but feeling like you've got, particularly in that upper primary school age, where you're like, you feel like you want to have your agency in your life. You're getting a sense of yourself, and you want to be able to build stuff and contribute, and that sense of power, the sense of, you know, contributing and learning is really important at that age, and sometimes it's really hard to find that in a classroom if it's more about paper and pens, whereas well, kids are very tactile and love to build and have great skills and amazing intelligence in regards to building things as well. So it's so have you been involved in a bit of that classroom work with those students?
No, I don't particularly. There's three of our number that have particularly taken that on as their project, so
yeah.
I don't get involved enough. I'm the secretary down there, so I tend to have enough to do as well as trying to do
you're
some...
You're the paper and pen.
on the Mondays and the Wednesdays, but let the other blokes do it on the Thursdays. But, yeah, they thoroughly enjoy it. They just like the association with the kids and teaching them things. And, you know, I think the kids see them as grandfather figures and, you know, they really respond to them and they keep our fellas interested too, because every week they've got to come up with a new project. They might sort of think, well, you know, yeah, this one will take them 2 weeks, and lo and behold, the kids get stuck into it, enjoy it that much, and at the end of the day they finish them and take them home, and they say, well, what have we got to do for next week?
You're too productive.
That's right, yeah.
You need more cup of teas.
Yeah.
And that's a nice thing about the work you with the men shed, is that intergenerational work as well, as you've got, you know, older men there in who are retired, and you know, in the late 60s or 70s or 80s or beyond that, and you have those men there in middle age, but also these young children coming through, and actually particularly like young children don't have connection to their grandparents, potentially might not live close, or they're not around, so having a place where they could, to you know, see an older male and be feel safe and work alongside shoulder by shoulder is really unique and quite a memorable experience for a young person that will sit with them for the rest of their lives around how they felt.
Yeah, well, they thoroughly enjoy it, that's for sure. They're very happy when they leave.
Yeah.
Particularly when they can take something home for Father's Day or for Mother's Day or whatever. The fellows always organise that there's something that's going to be applicable to Mum to take home on the week they're doing Mother's Day or Mother's Day week, and same with Father's Day. So always, and coming up to Christmas, they'll do something that they can take home. The kids can give it to the parents for Christmas or something like that.
Yeah. So, talking about coming up, is anything else coming up for Badge Creek Men's Shed?
Not particularly at the moment. I did mention the fact that we've got this IT scam course coming up to train our members on that, and that's, you know, a number of us are looking forward to that, because every night in the news you hear about someone else has been scammed or something, and I think
it's very prevalent, and it's getting harder and harder to pick, and they're getting smarter and smarter at the scams too.
Yeah, and sort of our age group, we're not as familiar with, you know, handling computers or detecting these things or putting blockage things in the computers or into our telephones so that we don't get that sort of stuff. But this course will hopefully teach us that over the coming weeks, and we'll be much more comfortable about it, because it is worrying. It's one of those things that sort of do worry more than all people, but particularly older people are not quite as conversant with using computers and the mobiles and things like that.
Yep, and they're getting very clever. It's very hard to pick, even if you're tech savvy. It's very hard to pick a scam, and they're being smarter. And with so it's a great course doing. So it's for your members.
Yeah, for our members and their friends and family. We're sort of starting it off at that level at the moment to see how it all goes.
So people want to become members.
Well, yes, so that's simple. And it's just a matter of popping down to the shed, you know, come down on the primarily on a Monday and a Wednesday, or if you're interested in on the photography side of it, on the Friday and Friday morning, and just come and we'll take you around and show you what it's all involved and give you a good introduction, so that, you know, you can then make your own decision whether you want to come down and become a member. And to become a member, it's just a matter of giving us some details so that we can register as a member, and it's only $72 a year, and that gives you access to all our tools and insurance and things like that, and you can then use all our equipment, and
it's amazing value for money. It's the same cost of buying a drill.
Well, insurance these days probably costs more than half of it. So it's good value for money. But we go out there and do other things to fundraise. You know, Bunnings barbecues and things like that. So that helps us sort of pay for the other things that we need during the year: the glue and the wood and the nuts and the screws and many equipment. They get involved in that as well, and that's a good outing too of friendship and bonhomie, sitting around grilling a few sausages down at the community markets every week, every month
as well. So remind people of your address, so whereabouts can they pop in and say good day?
Well, okay, the actual address is 360 Badger Creek Road, mm-hmm. Badger Creek. The easy way to remember it is opposite the primary school there is the CFA station, mm-hmm. fire station, and we're just down the back of the block on that CFI station, a couple of sheds down there, and that's where our workshops are. So yeah. You just wander down there and come in and say hello.
Yep, so you go driving down towards Hizzle Sanctuary.
It's on the right.
It's on the right-hand side. If you get the roundabout, you've gone too far, turn back around.
And come back 100 metres.
Yeah, come back around. And what days of the week can people pop in?
And Mondays and Wednesdays for the woodwork and metalwork side of things. Fridays for the photography.
Yeah, beautiful. And I think you've just got a nice flashy new flyer. So yeah. You have a website or Facebook people can connect
with
as well.
We haven't got a website, but we've got Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got people can access us through that and see what we do there.
Yeah, beautiful. So you just search Badger Creek Men's Shed on Facebook and you'll be able to find yourselves there and get it connected up.
Yep, no problems.
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much today. And happy Men's Shed Week too.
No, thank you. And thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back. My name is Nikita Aldridge and I am the youth worker at Yarra Rangers youth team. It is September, which means it is officially Youth Fest month. I am very privileged to be joined by one of our Youth Fest committee members, the wonderful Pearl Belcher. And Pearl, welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for joining. Hello. So,
it's all right.
Thank you. We've got an amazing event coming up in Warburton within the next month. Everything is starting to kind of trickle together now, but I just thought I'd ask you a few questions, Pearl, just so everyone can get a bit of an understanding on what exactly is happening and your involvement in it all. So could you give us a little introduction to yourself, and could you share the relationship you have with the Upper Yarra region?
Hi, so my name is Pearl, and I guess I'm a bit of a musician, and I do a bit of volunteer work at the Redwood Centre. So my relationship to the Upper Yarra region kind of stems from when I started living there in like late 2018. I started living with my family, my brothers and my uncle and my auntie, and then I went to school at the Steiner School in 2019 for my year 12. So I did a project, I did like a little EP launch, and I performed it at Symphony, which doesn't run anymore, but that's like one of the pubs at, in Warburton. So I've met a lot of different kinds of people there, like my mentor Jono, and a lot of people that I hang about with and stuff like that. There's a lot of different kinds of people in the Yarra, like up in the Yarra Valley, and I really like it here. So I've settled in quite nicely. I've been living here for about maybe 5 years now. I like hanging out at the river. I like going on walks and stuff. And I like to sing a little bit and do my part for the community and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. It sounds like you've grown some great connections within Warburton as well with the community, which is amazing. I guess leads us to our next question. Would you mind sharing with us the relationship and connection you have with the Redwood Community Centre and how you got started in volunteering there?
So one of my housemates actually has, pardon me, worked there for some time now. I started going there just as someone that needed to like some support because I was going through a lot at the time. And I would go there and I'd hang out with all the people there. I'd get to know them. They'd get to know me. Sometimes they would give me things, you know, like I'd have a lot of good chats with Kate and stuff and Christian there and stuff like that and all the volunteers. And then I started volunteering there. So it was an opportunity for me that arose and I thought it would be a really good idea. I like volunteering there. I sort of do like the morning tea and stuff, and we have like a range of like food sometimes, and we've got like we do like tea and coffee, and there's a second bite program, so I go there of a Tuesday, just about every Tuesday, and there's like a second bite program, so it's $2 donation for a box, and it's a really good little outreach service. You get a lot of different people that come in and you get to talk to them and get to know them and stuff. So I like to talk to people and try and help, I guess.
Yeah, amazing. So for those who are listening at home, for Youth Fest this year, we've actually, Yarranges Council has partnered up with the Redwood Community Centre, which is an amazing community centre, which is based in Warburton. They help our community as much as they can. And we're just trying to promote Redwood a little bit more for the young people to start utilising the space a bit more, because it is an incredible space and definitely needs to be used more. So we've collaborated with Redwood to bring together something for the Warburton community. Now, speaking of Youth Fest, could you please tell us a little bit about what Youth Fest is for those listening who aren't aware of what it is? And could you tell us how you got involved in being a part of the working group?
So Youth Fest is like a celebration for young people coming together, and it's about organising an event for young people. Also, something that is involved in this project is Freezer, which is like a program for young people to get involved in music and the arts, and like getting into sound engineering and music performance and things like that. So we thought to create a piece of art for young people would be a good idea, to sort of represent what young people want, what they need, and how they feel in this society. And so we've collaborated with some people, and we've decided to make like a little art piece to sort of represent like our part in the community in Warburton and stuff.
Yeah, beautiful. So we've been very fortunate to collaborate with an amazing artist by the name of Carla Gotkins, and she's been working with us very closely to create a bit of work. So something that's really exciting that's happening is we're actually facilitating a workshop with Carla at Upper Yarra Secondary College next Tuesday. So we've also got some of the students out there who will be contributing some of their artwork, and it'll be all collated together to create a bit of a street gallery situation within Warburton. So that's something that's really, really exciting. So I guess I kind of covered it, but I just want to hear from you as well, and any other kind of avenues. For anyone who's listening who may be from the Upper Yarra area, and they're hearing this going, oh, that piques my interest, I wouldn't mind submitting some artwork, how can they do that?
Well, so we've got a workshop next Tuesday at the Redwood Centre, and it would be good to bring along any writing or art or drawing or pictures or whatever you have to bring, whatever you want to take to the table. It would be good to submit something for the art piece. So yeah, we've got like the workshop next Tuesday.
Yep, absolutely. So as Pearl said, there will be the workshop at Upper Yarra Secondary College next Tuesday, and then following that, once all the artwork is finalised, we will be doing an unveiling presentation at Redwood Community Centre later on in the month as well. So definitely something to keep your eye out for, and then it'll be broadcasted within Warburton very shortly. So keep your eye out for that. And as I said, if you're interested in submitting anything, just get in contact with the youth team and I'll point you into the right direction. That's it from us. Thank you so much for joining, Pearl.
That's all right. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed being on the radio, and we look forward to continuing this Youth Fest journey together.
Sweet.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pearl.
Thanks for having me.
No worries.
And welcome back to the Council Connections Show. I'm Kelly, Community Development Officer at Yarra Ranges Council for the wonderful Yarra Valley area. And I'm very blessed. I get to hang out with you, Steph. Steph from your library. How are you, Steph?
I'm good, Kelly. How are you going?
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. A little bit of sunshine, bit of wild weather, but hey, we're safe inside. And the rays when we are outside are fabulous. So what's happening down at the library there? You're dialing in from Yarra Junction. So what have you got on the cards down there at the library?
I am coming into you from Yarra Junction. And of course, this month we've got school holidays coming up, so we're looking forward to having lots of fun events throughout the holidays.
Geez, they've come around quickly, haven't they?
They do, don't they? Always the way.
Yeah.
But we enjoy them. They're always lots of fun. We've got a few technology events happening at the library. We've actually got some virtual reality headsets coming to Yarra Junction, so Ooh. We can try some of those out, and even make it a little cardboard headset to take home and use at home for the little ones themselves.
That so sounds a little exciting, something fun. Different.
I know. Yep. Yeah, definitely. Definitely always good fun to give something new a try. And then over at Healesville, they're making some digital music over there too. So they're going to be using some iPads to make some fun songs using different loops and different beats and rhythms. And yeah, it'd be good.
Oh, so the kids get to create their own beats.
Absolutely, and make their own songs, and we'll even send the songs home to them so that they can play them for all their friends and family to have a listen to as well, making little music makers all over the valley.
Fabulous, fabulous.
They're also going to be doing some actual instrument making too over at Healesville, so not just the digital versions, but also making some physical instruments, music, so that they can make lots of different songs and different ways of making music. So we like to keep things, change things up, and make sure everyone has lots of different options for how they can have some fun and try different things out. So
nice and creative, and you know, you can tap into your inner musical guru and have a little bit of fun with some friends down there at the library.
Definitely, yeah. This is the thing, we like to always, you know, have the technology side. We're also going to be doing some crafty things. So we're going to be doing some zine making and junk journals, and we're going to make some dream catchers here at Yarra Junction as well. So lots of different things for the kids to do. So definitely worth checking out. We've got our program out now, so you can grab that through our website or come into any of the branches, and we've got printouts there. So bookings don't open until the 9th of September, 9th of the 9th at midday. So grab yourself a program so you can see what you want to book into and make sure that you're ready to get your spot when it comes open.
Yeah, and look, like you said, Steph, you can pop down to the library for a physical copy. I think it's the, is it the Spring into Spring?
Holiday
or
program?
Yeah, a physical copy. But how can they? How can families, if they're interested in popping down and getting involved in the action and they want to check things out online, can they find things out online as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. All of our events are available through our website, which is just yourlibrary.com.au. You can access our program through there, see our What's On booklet or our events calendar, and everything is bookable online. Or absolutely give us a call on 1300 737 277 and we'll be able to book you in over the phone as well.
Absolutely fabulous. And I tell you what, the libraries, they're just such wonderful, warm, exciting places to meet. And they're close by to other things in town as well. So you can come through to do some activities and then maybe pop out and see what else is happening in the valley. The weather's getting better. We have jumped back into winter for a couple of days here, but the weather is getting better and it's a great way to get out and see what's happening, but connect with friends, but also maybe make some new friends at these activities as well.
Definitely. Look, we're absolutely just here to support the community however we can. And of course, with spring coming up, you know, we've got our gardening groups that meet once a month, and we're actually having a special presenter this month. We're having Virginia Haywood, who's a tour guide for the Melbourne Botanical Gardens. She's going to come down and show us some of the beautiful plants that you can check out at the Melbourne Botanical Gardens, talk a whole lot about gardening and how you know, it's healthy and it makes us feel wonderful, and give us everyone some tips. And we even you know, can share some plants and do a bit of plant swap. We also have the seed library at the library, so you know, we not just books anymore, so we've
much more. Yes,
absolutely, definitely. So yeah, like I said, definitely worth checking out and keeping an eye on that events calendar on the website and booking in for all the wonderful things that we've got coming up.
Yeah, fabulous, Steph. And are you able to remind our listeners of that website, how they can jump online and check things out?
Definitely. So all it is yourlibrary.com.au, and you can check our events calendar through there, check out what's on, and see what's available at all your different libraries. Of course, not just Healesville and Yarra Junction, we're all across the Yarra Ranges, even up into Maroondo and Knox as well. So there's so many things on. We've just got our new What's On booklet out, so we're very excited. That is just full, brimming full with so many different events. It's a big, thick booklet this time. So, grab one of those and either jump onto yourlibrary.com.au or give us a call on 1300 737 277.
Wonderful, Steph. Always an absolute pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing all the fabulous, exciting things that are happening down at Yarra Junction and also across at Healesville. Plenty of things for us all to do, and particularly for young people in the lead up to those school holidays. That sounds pretty exciting. So thanks again for popping along today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Steph.
And welcome back to the Council Connects Show with Michael Goodrich and Kelly McPherson, your Community Development Officers for the Upper Yarra and Valley. And last was shout outs for our show. A few things coming up in the area. And we were driving out here onto Cooey Up Road out to Healesville, and just a beautiful place to work and to live and to play, and some great communities, programs and activities and groups in the area, like Badge Creek Medshed and the libraries. But got a few shout outs ready to go for some upcoming events. Kelly, what you got on your list?
Yeah, we certainly do. Off the back of Steph's chat just before about school holiday programs, Council obviously offers a range of activities for young people as well. There's some really excited. I'm a little bit excited. There's a grand Lego challenge out at Healesville. Not at Healesville, Yarra Glen. So Yarra Glen Memorial Hall on Monday the 18th of September between 10 and 11:30 a.m. Down at the Memorial Hall in Bell Street, Yarra Glen there. Grandparents, parents, carers and children are all invited to come along to this Lego challenge, and you get to design your very own masterpiece, or you might want to join in a building challenge with other people there. So it's suitable for children between the ages of 3 and 12. So a bit of free fun, and it sounds like an absolute dream to just be throwing Lego into the middle of a room and building a masterpiece and then walking away and not having to find all of those pieces on the floor. That sounds like an absolute dream.
Not the pack-up, yeah.
Absolutely. And what's happening in your...
Well, talk about challenges. Got trivia. If anyone's got forever challenge, trivia challenge. Koha Cafe is combining with the Redwood Centre and Mad Hatter's a theatre to do a trivia night on this Saturday, 9th of September, 7 p.m. at the Koha Cafe Community Space in Warburton. So if you just search Koha Cafe on Facebook, you'll find the links there to register and suit your table. But it's a big fundraiser for the Mad Hatter's Theatre as well. And if you're like me and you don't really do a lot of meal planning and you get stuck tomorrow night, you've got nothing to plan, every Thursday from 6 p.m, Koha Cafe offer a by donation community meal. It's a great place to meet local community members in Warburton and surrounds. Beautiful meal, beautiful company. So come down, and very family friendly as well, and all by donation. So amazing spread, all by done by volunteers of Koha Cafe on Dammons Road in Warburton as well.
An amazing vibe down there. And I tell you what, I check out their menu. They've got like a little blackboard of what's on. I'm impressed. And it's every week there's something different. And like you say, it's just a teamwork of volunteers.
Yes.
Great way to connect with people over some food and share some yarns too.
Yeah, and all ages of volunteers. I've got a lot of young students in year 10, 11 and 12 volunteering there every Thursday, as well as the chefs and all the older people like myself who go there and enjoy a meal as well. So it's well worth checking out.
Absolutely. And look, it's not all about the people. Sometimes it's about the pets as well. And look, this is looking forward a little bit, but it's pretty exciting. The Rotary Club of Healesville, their annual Dogs Day Out, unfortunately hasn't been able to happen for the last couple of years, but they've joined forces. It's the first time they've offered it in spring, and we're looking ahead on Sunday the 15th of October. So it is down the track, but if you're interested in registering your dog for some fun down at the Healesville Pony Club at Don Road Sporting Complex, jump on to www.rotaryhealesville.org/dogsdayout. It's basically the perfect event for families and their pets, dog lovers and owners, to come together for a fun-filled day. You can have, there's competitions like the Waggiest Tail or the Prettiest Pooch, and you get to take part in the Grand Parade as well. And there's lots of different competitions, market stalls, and there's even a petting zoo, and it's free fun for the whole family. So be sure to support the Rotary. It's an amazing event. Get behind it and, bring your pup down to have some fun.
Yeah, fantastic. And there's always so much on, and we just a drop in the ocean of what's happening in the area. But if you ever want to find out more, obviously, you know, Facebook's a great place, but also Yarranges Council on their website, they have an events page there. So if you click on yarrangescouncil.vic.gov.au, you click on the events tab, and then you can just search school holidays or seniors or men sheds or any of those activities you like. You'll find all those programs linked there with the events when they're on and how to register as well. So it's a great place, great resource to find out what's happening in your area, particularly in school holidays, because there's so much going on. You probably want to explore maybe outside your region, in other areas too, so it's a great place to find out what's happening around the place. And a regular activities too through our school holiday programs and neighbourhood houses and libraries and men's sheds and all the fantastic places that organisations in our area.
And if you're at a loss on a particular weekend and you go, oh, I wonder what's happening this weekend, you can type in, you can search by date, and you can also pop in the search, okay, well, I'm going to pop across to the hills this weekend. I might want to see what's happening in Monbulk or Belgrave, and you can search by suburb and all the relevant events that are happening that weekend or during the week will pop up. So it's a fabulous resource, and community groups can lodge their own events to keep it nice and current. So
absolutely.
If you've got an event you want to promote, jump on, enter some details, and we'll make sure your event's up in lights as well.
Beautiful. Well, thanks to the show, Kelly.
Thanks, Michael. Great to be here.
And we'll see everyone again next month. Got a good show lighting up as well. In the meantime, enjoy Yarra Valley FM, and we'll see you again next month.
Take care.